Charlemagne the God to Trump, when you die, people are gonna treat it like Mardi Gras. By Alana Mastrangelo on March 23, 2026. Radio host and celebrity podcaster Leonard McKelvey, who calls himself Charlemagne the God, a nickname derived from his days selling crack as a kid, attacked President Donald Trump in an unhinged rant on Monday, macabrely declaring, "When you pass, people are gonna treat it like Mardi Gras." Charlemagne's tirade was sparked by President Trump's reaction to the Friday death of former FBI Director Robert Mueller, who also served as the special counsel for the Russiagate hoax investigation. For context, President Trump announced in a Saturday Truth Social post, "Robert Mueller just died," adding, "Good, I'm glad he's dead. He can no longer hurt innocent people. Listen, he's keeping that same energy. If he didn't like you when you were alive, no need to pretend when you're dead." "Okay, I get it," Charlemagne acknowledged of Trump's remarks during Monday's episode of The Breakfast Club. The radio host then suggested that Trump is engaging in hypocrisy, noting that the president referred to those who celebrated Charlie Kirk's assassination as sick and deranged people. "I'm not even going to get into the hypocrisy of saying something like this, but then being upset about the people who mocked the death of Charlie Kirk," Charlemagne said. Watch below. If you, Donald Trump, care about legacy as much as you claim to, boy, you are really ruining yours, he continued. "You are also putting yourself into a position that when you pass, people are gonna treat it like Mardi Gras in New Orleans. The celebrations folks are going to have, the things people are going to say about you when you pass, Mr. President," Charlemagne added. "I don't care how many buildings you put your name on. Bridges, tunnels, they can create holidays, none of that will matter." The radio host went on to ask, "Do you care what Barron sees about you after you pass? Do you care what Melania sees about you after you pass? What about your grandkids? He's probably not even aware of the parade people are going to throw when he passes away," he argued. "If you think Donald Trump's tasteless tweet towards Robert Mueller was something, wait until you see social media when Trump passes." Charlemagne, however, appears to have overlooked a crucial point. The celebration and mockery from leftists in response to Kirk's murder reveal Trump likely understands that unhinged, left-wing fanatics will have ghoulish reactions, regardless of what he says or does. This observation may even explain why Trump feels free to speak candidly, unburdened by a desire to appease radical leftists, a portion of whom have already gone on record celebrating assassination, solely because the person had political opinions that differed from their own. Moreover, the president has already witnessed leftists' reactions to the two assassination attempts he survived while campaigning during the 2024 election, which only reinforces the notion that no amount of moderation can alter leftists' deep-rooted hatred for those who have different ideas. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.